Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayya alessalâh. Hayya alessalâh. Hayya alalfalâh. Hayya alalfalâh. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. La ilahe illallah.
I Thank you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم سبحانك اللهم لا فهم لنا إلا ما فهمتنا إنك أنت الجواد الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما. My dear respected brothers and elders, let us get on the hadith that we started 2 weeks ago. يتقارب الزمن وينقص العمل ويلقى الشح وتظهر الفتن ويكثر الهرج. قالوا يا رسول الله أيما هو أي ما هو الهرج؟ قال القتل القتل. 2 weeks ago we spoke about يتقارب الزمن. يتقارب الزمن, a little summary, it will be the time, there will be no baraka on the time, and we do experience that nowadays. The week finishes just like a day, the month finishes just like a week, the year finishes just like a month. We still, on our good days of last Ramadan, that Ramadan will be coming in 2 months. There's 2 months left for the next Ramadan to come. So يتقارب الزمن. That's what it means. And if you were to look at إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. Since Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام to the last human being, the month hasn't changed. The days hasn't changed. The hours haven't changed. The system has been always the same. The difference is they had barakat in their time. We had no barakat. You've got no barakat in our time. And this is, the answer to this is simple. Because we are busy with dunya. Our priority is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our priority was Allah azza wa jal, and we'll see the barakat that we see in our on our daily basis. We, every single mosque you go to in the world or in this country, between Zuhr and Maghrib, there's 3 hours. 4 max. You'll never ever see hardly any believer doing Zuhr Jama'atan, Asr Jama'atan, Maghrib Jama'atan, unless they stay in the mosque all the way. They'll be here for Zuhur, Maghrib, or maybe here for Asr, Maghrib, or maybe here for Zuhur, Asr, without any excuse.
without any excuse. Whoever is excused, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mudathir, Muzammil Afwan, عَلِمَا أَنْ سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى وَآخَرُونَ يَظْلِمُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. Allah says, عَلِمَ, I do know some of you may be ill. Some of you, due to the age, can't. Some of you may be working. يَظْلِمُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Some of you may be working. All my respect and hats off to those people who through their jobs, they put salah priority and their, as their priority. Those people, their calendar is according to salah. They go according to the salah. If you want barakat on your time, put salah in front of your head. Give priority to your salah. The day you do that, you'll see the barakat that you have on your time. If salah is not your priority, if salah is not your priority, then you have no barakah on the time. I know some brothers, they need to go to the doctors. They need to take their kids to the doctors. Need to take their wife to the doctors. What they say? Any appointment in the morning, afternoon, I'm busy. That's putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forward. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is my priority. They say, oh, give me any time you have. I don't have anything to do. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a little bit of common sense. Let us use it. And use it for Him. Because the one that you're using it for, which is this life, one day or the other, is going to end. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Certainty. What certainty? Death. One day we're going to go. What are you going to tell the angel of death? Come after this appointment? Come after this appointment? Yeah. It's your time to go. It's your time to go. Simple as that. Therefore, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَن. Not barakah in our time. We want barakah in our time. The lesson today is, let us put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forward in our daily life. We will work, we will earn money, we will fulfill our needs, we will fulfill our family's needs with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing remember, He gives dunya to the one He loves and the one He doesn't love. But He gives deen to those people that He loves. Only those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and like is the one that He gives deen to. So Allah loves us, Allah likes us. How are we going to reply? How do we reply? Our response should be, Allah, you are my priority. Then you see the barakah on your time. The second sign that shows us, and we're living in it, we're experiencing it, the experience is there, is وَيَنْقُصُ الْعَمَلُ. وَفِي رِوَيَةِ مُسْلِمْ وَيُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ. The second is the decrease in deeds, meaning acts of obedience, because people are preoccupied with the world. You see people, they come for dhuhr maybe, they will forget the sunnah before and after dhuhr. نَقْصُ الْعَمَلِ. The decrease in good deeds, people will come for salatul asr, but they will come with the iqamah, they won't come with the before iqama to pray rak'atayn or arba'a rak'at before. Same thing with Maghrib. After Maghrib, we all run home. As we were fasting, we don't have time for 2 rak'ah. Same for Isha. After Isha, what we'll do? We'll play Shafa' Witr. This I'm done with the day. What about tahajjud? Who's going to pray tahajjud? Who's going to wake up late night? Leave his pillow and his bed, the warmth of the bed, just for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. Read a little bit of Quran. Do a little bit of tahajjud. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُنْقَصُ الْعَمَلِ. Before, the believers used to run behind the satisfaction of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today, we're dealing as that's done. We've earned it. Despite our kalima and our 5 times salah. We're not saying that you haven't. We're not saying that you haven't. Allah knows better who's under the umbrella of His mercy. Allah knows best. But are we seeking it? Are we looking for it? This is our main concern. وَيُنْقَصُ الْعَمَلِ. Not وَيُنْهَى الْعَمَلِ. If وَيُنْهَى الْعَمَلِ وَطُهُمْ, that we're gone. عَمَلِ is there. The obedience is there. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us, it's not there. As a believer, first of all, my 5 times salah should be on time. يُنْقَصُ الْعَمَلِ. Some of our salat are not on time. As a believer, my salat should be in the mosque as much as I can. Unfortunately, sometimes laziness takes it away. يُنْقَصُ الْعَمَلِ. Our deed there is decreased. As a believer, I should at least have some adhkar, istighfar, tasbih, tahmid. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُعَظَّمْ. Allah loves when someone praise Him. Allah loves when someone seek for forgiveness. هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anyone seeking for forgiveness? I'm here. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closest to you, which means hears you. And you'll be the first one to get a response when He says He's closest to you and He hears you. When you are in sajda, crying with your tears and seeking for forgiveness for you and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Muslim says, وَيُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ. That's something as well that we've experienced. يُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ means, and knowledge will be taken away. Which means, knowledge will be removed from the earth, not from the heart, from the earth. How? It has been interpreted in some narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not remove it from the heart of people, but rather, He will remove it from the earth with the death of scholars. No lack of scholars. Lack of answers. Many answers, many questions are unanswered. Halanki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, and He said it Yawmu Arafah, in the only Hajj of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died 4 months after that ayah. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today, your religion is complete, which means there's not a single question unanswered. Unfortunately, we're lacking of scholars. And just before the day of judgment, this ummah, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, will be lack of scholars. In another hadith, he says, people, because of that, this situation, will take judge, muftis, imams, shuyukh, ignorant people. Ignorant people. So they will be asked, they will give fatwas, they will give answers, they will rule without knowledge. So they will go astray. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. Meaning, they will become misguided. And they will lead others astray. Now I've heard an imam saying salah doesn't work without this. Or I've heard an imam saying salah, you've got to do this in salah. And this is not in the hadith or in the Quran. Any of the schools. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. After salah you need to say this. Otherwise your salah is incomplete. MashaAllah. Any hadith regarding this matter? No. Quran regarding this matter? No. Amal al-Sahaba regarding this matter? No. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala started his salah once. And Imam Nafi' was his teacher. Imam Nafi' was his teacher. An Nafi' an Ibn Umar.
He used to learn hadith from him.
So he went to his teacher, he goes, before, you know, like according to Imam Abu Hanifa, when you start your salah, you say Allahu Akbar, Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, then Tabaraka, Smuka, Ta'ala Jadduka, Wala ila ghayruk.
Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, when you asked him, he said, Fatwa, when you do this, shaitan is behind, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. But Imam Malik was so attached to his salah himself, that's a personal point of view. When he used to start his salah, he used to say, Allahu Akbar, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifan wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen.
Once Imam Nafi' heard him saying this, because Imam Malik, he goes, Malik, Imam Malik, I've heard you saying something when you start your salah. Why don't you teach this to your students? Because I'm scared of them taking me as a mad person. He said, why? Because I don't have any hadith regarding this matter. I don't have any Quran regarding this matter. This is for me, personal. I can't misguide people. I can't tell them, before salah, do this.
And in other speech, I said, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. My love for Allah, my love for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my love for Quran, is such as, when I start my salah, I want to put myself humble and small in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I found this ayah. But I don't have any hadith in this matter. So I can't teach it to others.
لَتَّخَذُونِ سَفِيهًا لَتَّخَذُونِ سَفِيهًا The term that Imam Malik uses. So this is what we're seeking today. Scholars that are not afraid of saying, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ Scholars who are not afraid of saying, I do not have the answer to your question. Let me do my research.
Before, big scholars used to have answers. Simple answers. Wallahi, when you read books of Mutaqaddimin, Allahu Akbar, you're shocked. The question is really important. The question is heavy. But his answer is one ayah or one hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى.
The knowledge was there.
Okay, what's مَا الْعِلَاجِ? What's the cure to this? And we'll get to the sunnah. What's the cure to this? The cure is simple. Teach our kids the importance of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Let me give you an example. A school called me, asked me to come and explain to the student. Because they've got some religious studies. Religious studies. She asked me, can you please come and explain to my students the difference between Quran and Sunnah? Quran and Hadith. So now, they need to go to school to learn what's the difference between Quran and Hadith. Do I do one hadith a day with my wife and kids at home? One hadith, 5 minutes. I will take 90 minutes to watch a football game with my kids. Do so. I won't stop anyone. And I won't say halal, haram. But first, before that, what is your responsibility in deen? Have you taught them the importance of deen? From there, they will learn. Don't rely on 2 hours here, mosque. Because they do learn, alhamdulillah. Teachers are doing a great job, but 2 hours are not enough. Most of the time, they're with you. They're looking at you. How do you deal with them? How do you deal with deen? How do you respond to your responsibility regarding Allah Azza wa Jalla? And they're learning from you. They don't learn much from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ilm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of hadith. أقول ما تسمعون صلوا صلاتكم. والجيبي يعني. Fill in the gaps, please. JazakAllah, there's enough space in front of you. Fill in the gaps, please. JazakAllah, anna khayr lak.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد قال الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد صدق الله العظيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ألا إن الدنيا ملعونة ملعون من فيها ملعون ما فيها عفوا إلا ذكر الله وما والاه أو عالم أو متعلم رواه الترمذي وروى البخاري عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من الناس ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء حتى إذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا رواه البخاري ومسلم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم صل على المجتبى سيدنا محمد هلال الرجاء شفيعنا وسيدنا محمد سفينة النجاة قال الله تبارك وتعالى ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون اللهم اجعلنا من الذين أحسنوا أعمالهم يوم لقائك يا أرحم الراحمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه وثنى بملائكة قدسه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربي اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون fill in the gaps brothers please جزاكم الله عنا خير fill in the gaps بارك الله فيكم As fast as you fill in the gaps, inshallah, we'll start our salah. If you can't fill in the gaps, brother, jazakum Allah anna khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah, Qad qamati salatu, Qad qamati salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, Sirata al-lazina an'amta alayhim, Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim, Wala al-dallin. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. الله أكبر. سمعي وبصري ومخي وعظمي وعصبي. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سجد الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سجد وشق الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. وشق سمعه وبصره. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سجد وجهه الذي خلق وشق فتبارك الله. الله أكبر.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim. Allahumma atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa at-taqwa wa al-'afafa wa al-ghina. Allahumma ya musallif al-qulub sallif qulubana ala ta'atik, ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qulubana ala dinik, wa sallallahu wa barik ala sayidina Muhammad. نبيل أمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
باش كديروا قد نتعلم نبدا نقرا ونحفظ عاوتاني كديروا في الماء ممكن تجويع علاش كديروا شنو الوقت
انا كندير حاجه شي انا قطعت الحفظ من السبعة حتى الثمانية.
السبعة حتى الثمانية. إيش من كديرها اليوم؟
لا.
كل نهار.
ثلاث.
ثلاث.
خميس.
خميس.
الجمعة.
خلاص.
أنا اللي كندير. إذا إلى واحد ما دوبيا ما أنا ما درتش كنا نعوضها في السبت ولا الأحد. I'm going to go to the hospital. إلا واحد نهار جات لي كانت كان لي جنسي ولا جات لي
من
بعد لو شط يبان البروغرام ديالي خصو يبقى ماشي دوك انا هذا كي ندير ديك ثلاث ايام ونهار الحد هو هذا ريبليسينغ ديالي
فهمتك
انا فهمتك الا كان جا شي حاجه شو من عندي ما عندك مثلا تجي تقول لهم ما نقدرش نجي
ما نقدرش نجي زعما يعني قلنا خميس نجي عندك حد ولا السبت اللي كان لا فهمتك
السبت كنت خدام انت
الا كنت خدمت خمس سونس عشان السبت كنخدم ثلاث كنخدمش الخميس
اوكي الخميس اسفل
خميس
عرفت قرا
احسن احسن عاود نرجع عارف انا حافظ حروف انا احسن نرجع ليها شويه حتى تكون انا كنت تغير شويه في الاخطاء
اوكي واه ما كاين مشكل انت اجي نهار كنت لا اجي اليوم اخدم
ما قالش نجي اليوم نجي ثلاث
اليوم جمعة
عاش عاش اش من وقت ثلاث حيت ثلاث كنت سالي خدمة مع خمسة ونص
صلي العشاء معنا ونبدا
اخا
عشاء 7 اوكلوك
حيت كدير
صافي عشاء 7 اوكلوك
جمعة عشاء
انت الى كاع جيت معطل السبعة باسكو انا عندي بلاصة كنقرب انت جمعة السبعة ونص باش نعطيك البروغرام ديالك اللي قبل اش كاين ونبداو نخدمو في سبيس في البيت هذا انت تجيب عندك حنا كنخلصو الشهر قبل ما نبداو من بدا في الخمس الشهر
لا فهمت
دابا انت راك بديت ها فهمت لما تخلص الشهر كان تخلص نص الشهر
25
باسكو راك تبدا مع 50 بعد 50 تخلص 50000 هو فاز جانوري بدا تخلص 50000
صافي
ما كان مشكل اجي نهار الثلاث الا ما قديتش مع السبعه اجي مع السبعه ونص ولكن نستناك ان شاء الله
ان شاء الله صافي ياك
الله يعطيك العافيه
شوف
مازال باقي داك التليفون ولا مشى؟
مازال حيت قلت لك اللي درتيها في الويب سايت ديالها كتجي لك رخيص حتى انا كنت انا هاد الايام وقتها من بالك هذيك عندنا ستارت ديسكونت كنقول ندير لك ويديروا هذيك كارت غيعطيوك معاك تيل انليميتد
Ça vient du 3 ان شاء الله 3 معانا ان شاء الله ان شاء الله